Good morning, Orville. Today is 22nd of May and here is partly sunny on 29 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect sunny to partly cloudy and hot with increasing clouds over the night. Temperatures will be in the range from low of 28 to high of 39 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 43. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with some gusts on 19 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 10, which is an extreme. So for those with fairer complexion, be careful. Moon is in first quarter and illuminated on 52%. Over the weekend, temperatures will stay in pretty much the same range, which is from 28 to 39, but we can expect some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Following is a short phone interview with Reno on the event which will take place in Pondicherry on Saturday from 6:30 p.m. onward and is an attempt to unique collaboration between Orville artist and Pondicherry.
The 24th of May from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Gandhi Tidal in Pondicherry, which is a big plaza in front of the Gandhi statue on the beach road. Ajit from Intact had approached me from Orville Art Service to help kickstart a kind of artist ecosystem of busking and playing music in public in Pondicherry and trying to see if that culture could be, you know, initiated like you see in Europe at plazas. So Anugla, who has extensive experience in organizing these things, I asked her to help me, and we said, okay, we make a little trial thing in the month of May when there's not too many people and see how it works and iron out all the efforts. So the Pondicherry Tourism Department is on board and is providing the initial money to make this thing happen, and we're just trying it out. The artists that will be performing are Francois on the clarinet. Jesse is doing his own, I think, his own mix. There we're going to have Jeremy on his guitar and Ashaman on his guitar. And we're delighted to say that Swaha, Vera, and Shakti will join also and sing a bit. And the thing is, you know, it's sort of a little informal thing, and we'll have three little setups in the plaza, and people can listen to these different sound pools, and, you know, some will stop and some will start. It's not a continuous thing. It's not a stage thing. Kalu is also going to join us with acrobatics and stuff like that, but she's not feeling so well, so that has been cancelled. So I do hope if you're in Pondicherry on that day that you will come by and, yeah, just see and encourage our musicians and try and create the atmosphere that we would like to have and we would like to see, so that more of these kind of performances can happen. And it's really important that Orville has a neighborly relationship with Pondicherry, and since Pondicherry is not as prolific in the culture and Orville is, it's a really perfect exchange to have for the two places.
Tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see products of this week's stop-motion animation workshop with Tom, attended by participants of different ages. Saturday, 24th, at Mini Amphitheater Unity Garden in Matrimandir, at 5:30 p.m., we are invited to A Call for Grace, Sunset with Russian Bells. In prayers and meditations, the mother wrote, "Thou alone art, and all is thou, and the streams of thy infinite grace will fill and overflow the world." Call for Grace is a musical offering by Russian Singing Bells by Vera, but before there would be 15 minutes of silent concentration. Entrance by the office gate at 5:15 p.m. onward, and they're asking us not to take photos. Also on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at Solitude Farm, we're invited to Slow Food Movement, an invitation to act. David from Luminosity and Uli from Aurashilpam inviting us to join them in an ongoing interactive collective exploration at Unity Pavilion in International Zone every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Having started already last week, they intended to spend an evening every Monday exploring in what ways different evolutionary paradigms might be able to help us shed light on some of our organism's challenges from novel perspectives, hoping, of course, in the process that they might suggest some interesting new solutions. Next week's video will be from Robert Gilman, one of the founders of InterContext magazine and Context Institute, and will focus on his Foundation Stones project. New Era Secondary School congratulates all students for passing the 10th grade board examination successfully. They wish them all a bright academic future. They are also happy to announce that New Era Secondary School has introduced a science stream for this new academic year 2014-15, and admissions are open for 9th to 11th grade, Humanities and Science stream, from 1st of May to 30th of June. From Integral Animal Care comes a plea for volunteers to help them with dogs. Timing is daily starting from 9 a.m. till noon, and suggested minimum is 2 weeks of commitment. You can come and pick ticks, scoop poop, help with skin treatment, and feed and love up the puppies. And they're asking you to bring your own drinking water. Integrated Animal Care is located in Eden Chavanadi before Red Earth Riding School. And you can SMS on 9787-917469, or you can send them a mail to caninefool@gmail.com for details. From the Green Center comes an announcement, an invitation for papaya celebration, and as they're saying, as papayas continue to offer us their abundance in this season, there's 150 kilograms of Auroville organic papaya ready for us to eat daily. And they offer you simple and delicious recipes that not only are great to eat, but they are very nutritious energy boost. And I also would like to thank our farmers for providing with chemical-free food at Foodlink PTDC for the distribution. And summer opening hours of Foodlink are from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. from Monday to Saturday. Dear listeners, please click on the link to see the recipes. Bharat News Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen the Islanda, directed by Kaneto Shindo and made in Japan in 1960. At Ecofilm Club Sedano Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can now see a collection of short films with topics range from environmentalism, veganism, inspirational talks, human health, nature and more. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish drama, Dos 2, made in Greece in 2011 by director Satis Athanasiasou. On Saturday, they will screen an international drama family musical, My Fair Lady, made in USA in 1964, by director George Sukor. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we can see animation adventure family, The Fox and the Hound, made in USA in 1981, by director Ted Berman. And later on at 8 p.m. at Sergio Leone Film Festival at Cine Club, they will screen For a Few Dollars More, which was made in Italy and Germany in 1965, of course by director Sergio Leone, and is Western. And Sri Aurobindo in The Synthesis of Yoga wrote, "It is the inner offering of the heart's adoration, the soul of it in the symbol, the spirit of it in the act, that is the very life of the sacrifice." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.